Our first set of news stories for part two begins with a disgruntled Canaries season ticket holder. A pensioner can no longer afford his season ticket at Carrow Road after the club raised the price by 62%. Mel Barrett has been going to Norwich Football Stadium for decades, but since his wife died 10 years ago, the club became a social lifeline for the 76-year-old. For 6 years, Mr. Barrett has had a spot in the Sir Arthur South Lounge, where he's made friends with other fans and staff. But now, Carrow Road bosses have increased the price of his hospitality season ticket by a whopping £1,313, up from £2,122 to £3,435, meaning he's had to give up his beloved viewing gallery place. Mr. Barrett says he's had to save his money to buy his ticket in previous years, sacrificing holidays and luxuries. Norwich City Football Club have been contacted for comment.
Bereaved families wanting to pay their respects to loved ones in the city's oldest crematorium are devastated at having to wade through thistles and weeds to get to their memorials. They say they are heartbroken at the condition of St. Faith's Crematorium, which is run by the Crematorium and Memorial Group, part of Dignity UK. Funeral directors are now advising their clients on the state of the crematorium, which has led to families declining to have their loved ones' ashes buried there. It is understood the number of staff maintaining the grounds, which stretch for more than 10 acres in Horsham St. Faith, has declined to just 2 people. Previously, there were up to 9 people looking after the site. Dignity UK say they are taking action to address the concerns. It is nothing short of neglect, said Paul Fisher, a managing director of Ivan Fisher Independent Funeral Home. The funeral has been using the crematorium, which opened in the 1930s, for more than 20 years. A spokesman for Dignity UK said, providing families with peaceful, well-maintained surroundings in which to say goodbye is incredibly important to us, and we take any concerns about the conditions of our crematoria very seriously.
More than 1,200 rail enthusiasts from across the region and beyond headed to Greater Anglia's Crown Point depot in Norwich on Saturday for its first open day in a generation. It gave the train fans a chance to see behind the scenes where the Stadler built intercity electric trains and bi-mode electric and diesel regional trains are maintained and stored. Crown Point opened in 1982 as part of the project to electrify the Great Eastern Main Line from Colchester to Norwich. But this was the first time the public have been allowed in since 1992, and it's part of the ongoing celebrations to mark 200 years of railways. Visitors had the chance to see how the ultra-modern trains are maintained and to get a glimpse of the high-tech driver's cabs. Tickets for the open day were snapped up within hours of being made available earlier this year. And as well as the company's modern trains, there was also a nod to recent history with examples of diesel and electric locomotives that were in regular passenger use until recently on show.
It was a renowned clothing company which once employed thousands of people in Norwich, but the march of time has prompted concerns that despite generations of people having worked for F.W. Harmer and Company, the legacy of the one-time city institution is in danger of being forgotten. Those fears have prompted a new project, which aims to capture the memories of those who worked at the firm at its various factories around Norwich and Norfolk. Norfolk Museum Service, Norwich University of the Arts, and 2 Mile Cross community groups are hoping to secure a National Lottery Heritage Grant towards a research project exploring the Harmer's legacy. This project will collect, preserve and creatively share the untold stories of the factory, once one of the largest privately owned clothing manufacturers in the UK. Nina Schwadl, an academic innovation manager at Norwich University of the Arts, said Harmer's was a significant part of Norwich's industrial life, yet much of its story remains untold.
East Anglia's sugar beet growers have been granted an emergency pesticide use to protect this year's crops from a major disease threat. The National Farmers Union says this year's beet crop faces the highest levels of virus-carrying aphids since 2020, the year after the EU banned neonicotinoid seed treatments, which previously protected the crop. The NFU Sugar Board and British Sugar, which, with support from the Norwich-based British Beet Research Organisation, have secured emergency authorisation for a second application of a product named Insist SG on the 2026 sugar beet crop. This measure aims to control the peach potato aphid, the main carrier of virus yellows, the most serious disease threat facing the UK's homegrown sugar beet industry, most of which is based in Norfolk and Suffolk. Norfolk farmer and NFU sugar chairman Kit Papworth said the forecast level of aphid pressure in 2026 is the highest the homegrown sugar beet industry has faced in the absence of highly effective seed treatment control since 2020. That year, 38% of the national crop was infected with virus yellows and 25% of the yield was lost. Growers will be required to record detailed information on the timing, the area treated, aphid counts, virus levels, and crop growth stage.
An Instagram star with almost 500,000 followers has helped to sell a Land Rover to raise £25,000 for a farming mental health charity in memory of her Norfolk grandfather. Tatty Reed is known across the internet as @OverInTheRover, devoted to sharing her adventures in her 1985 Land Rover named Blue Tit. She used her profile to promote the auction of a 2015 Land Rover Defender 110 pickup on Bring a Trailer, an online vehicle sales platform, which is donating the £25,705 proceeds to YANA, YANA, a Norfolk-based mental health charity working with struggling farming communities. Tatty said the charity is very close to her heart following the loss of her grandfather David Papworth, the respected Norfolk farmer and community stalwart who took his own life in 2018, aged 73. Tatty, who still regularly travels up to North Norfolk from her home in the south of England to see her family, said she was proud to use her online fame to support the worthy cause like Yana, which helps farmers and people in rural industries with their mental health.